before you to try to preach the Word of God. We may rightly divide God's Word, and God may bless us with His Spirit, and we preach it in spirit and in truth. This time of year, Thanksgiving and the holidays to come are times of joy, they're times of fellowship, they're times of friendship, there's a time of just sitting around with family members, and it's always a good time of the year, but you know, it's not always the best time of the year for everybody. There are a lot of people that are lonely this time of year. They feel that loneliness, perhaps for whatever reason. They've been removed from family. They've been removed from friends, and it's a time of year that there are a lot of people that fall into a deep, dark place, fall into depression, and want their family to be around and are missing that thing that everybody so much that is blessed to relish in, do, enjoy. But I'm reminded this morning of something that Solomon said in Proverbs 18 and 24. Solomon said, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." You know, it's during these dark times that we need to be reminded that we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We can appreciate friendship. We all have friendship. We can appreciate that, but I wonder if we really appreciate the spiritual friendship that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is a friend that will never leave nor forsake you. We go over to Isaiah and we see one of the things that this friend, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does is He'll never forget you. Friends can forget you. Friends can forget about you. I've got a story I must tell, and I'm a little embarrassed to tell it, but I'll tell on myself. I do a good job telling on my wife and everybody else, so I'll tell on myself this morning. When my twin brother was alive, there were two times in our life that I forgot his birthday. He's my twin brother. Think about it a little while. It'll catch on. You'll get it. We have the same birthday. And I forgot his birthday. It wasn't because I didn't love him. I just wasn't really thinking about that much about my own birthday, and I truly forgot his birthday, and he would call me that night, and the second time he goes, "You forgot again, didn't you, Carrie?" I said, "Yeah, I sure did. So, you know, even at the best intentions and the best means, we can forget one another. But I want to tell you, we got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We got a friend that will never forget you. He says over here in Isaiah 49 and 15, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget." Isn't that tragic? That a mother can forget? That a mother can lose that love for their child? He said, "Yea, they may forget." But what does he say? "Yet will I not forget thee." I'll not forget thee. We've got a friend that won't ever forget about you, dear child of God. We got a friend that he says here, and this is why. He says, "Yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me." He says, "I've graven thee upon the palms of my hand." You know what the instrument was used to graven you upon the palms of his hands? They were nails. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was nailed to the cruel cross on Golgotha's hill. And I want to tell you what, when He died for you, He didn't die that He may forget about you. You are always graven in the palms of His hands. There's nothing that you can do, no place that you can go that He can ever forget about you. Yea, I don't care, my friends, if you make your bed in hell, as the psalmist said. He said, there will I be with thee. If you fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, there will my hand guide thee, and my right hand shall uphold thee. You can't run from God, dear child of God. And I want to tell you what a great blessing it is that He doesn't forget us. It's a great blessing to know that He will never forget us. He died for us. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And you are the love. You are the apple of His eye. And He'll never forget you. Although friends may forget you, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And this friend will never forget you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, isn't that a blessed thing? To know why we have friends out there in the world that may forget us, that may move on and go on to different places to do different things, that we've got a friend in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, our friend, will never, ever forget us. What a blessed thought that is. I want to tell you another thing that we see about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is He always takes time to listen to you. He always takes time to listen to you. You know, we can have good friends in this earth, and we perhaps have good friends in this earth, but I've had friends that rather do the talking than the listening. Right? That want to tell you about all their problems, but as soon as you begin to try to tell them about your problems, they got somewhere they got to go. They got something that they got to do. But I want to tell you, we've got a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, who's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, because He was always tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And that's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want to tell you what God, He said over in Isaiah 59 and verse 1, His arm is not shortened that He cannot save, and His ear is not heavy and that it cannot hear. He hears the cries of His friend. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He will listen to you. What was it that Jonah said when he was in the belly of that whale? You know, he was there because of his disobedience, wasn't he? Did the Lord just cast him off? Did the Lord say, I gave you a chance, Jonah, and that's all I'm going to do? No, listen to what He says in this second chapter, in the second verse. And then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. And He heard me. Do you know that while you have a friend here on earth that may not hear you, you've got a friend in heaven that sticketh closer than a brother, and He hears you. He stops for you over in the 10th chapter of Mark when we talk about blind Bartimaeus. In the 10th chapter of Mark, you see, when we go here, we see a beautiful picture of where our Lord and Savior was headed to. In this 10th chapter, He was headed to Jerusalem. He was headed to Jerusalem to die on the cross at Calvary. He was weighted down in his mind. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I want to tell you, there was a heaviness, there was a burden laid upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he got on the fold of the coat, the fold of the mask, and began to his trip into Jerusalem. There was a heavy weight upon Him. He knew of the suffering that was coming upon Him. Listen to what He says. He runs into Bartimaeus. And when He heard it, remember, he's blind Bartimaeus. And when he heard that it was Christ of Nazareth coming by there, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Now here's blind Bartimaeus crying out to the Lord. Now the Lord's on a mission. The Lord's going somewhere to do a great work. Listen to what it says. And when he heard that, and when he heard that, in the next verse, verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his place, but he cried the more a great deal. thou son of David, have mercy on me. I want to tell you what, dear child of God, don't ever let anybody try to spoil your prayers to God. You cry the more to the Lord. Listen what happens in this 49th verse. Four words. And Jesus stood still. I want to tell you, there's a lot of weight in that. He stood still. He stopped. He was on his way to Calvary. But yet he stood still. He stopped in his tracks because there was one that was crying unto him. And it was blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth. And anyhow, he goes on, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The Lord listens to us. The Lord hears us. He hears our prayer. Perhaps you say, well, I just keep praying and I don't feel like he's listening. He's listening, dear child of God. He's listening to you. What we may need to do is just cry the more out to him. We may have to cry the more out to him. Look to God, because he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In Psalms 107, we see here of a situation that perhaps many of us here this morning have been in. When we've been in dire straits. Psalms 107, it says in the 26th verse, they mount up to the heaven, they go down to the depths. It's talking about the winds and the waves. It says their soul is melted because of trouble. Talking about those out there on this ship. Has that ever been your situation? I'm not talking about have you ever been out in the ocean in the winds and the waves. I'm talking about has that ever depicted your life? Have you been as that sailor out on the ocean where there's no land in sight? And all you're fighting and you're fighting against the waves and the wind and the storms that are beating upon you. Listen what it says. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. I want to tell you what, dear child of God, when you get into trouble and you get at your wits' end, you're in the best place you can be. Because when you are at your wits' end, you're putting it all into the hands of a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You're not trying to do things on your own. You've already come to your wits' end. Have you ever come to the place in your life, dear child of God, where you tried by your own wit, tried to get yourself out of the trouble that you found yourself in, or out of the storm that seems to be over your head, and you finally just cried out to the Lord and said, I can't do it. I am at my wits' end, and cried to the Lord. I want to tell you what, you got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and he always hears you. He always hears you. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. You know what the Lord wants to do? The Lord wants us to acknowledge him in this life. The Lord wants to acknowledge that we need him in this life. Not our wits, but him. And the Lord is listening. The Lord cares about us. Listen to what he says. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Their desired haven. Why does God listen? We don't deserve it, do we? Our lives and our sin and our disobedience to God, we're not deserving of this friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But I want to tell you, because it's his great mercy and grace that he's there for us, that he listens to us. He never forgets us, and he always listens to us. Listen to what he says in the psalmist, in the psalm just before that, Psalm 107, and it'll answer why. He says many times in the 43rd verse, did he deliver them? But they provoked him with their counsel. They were brought low for their iniquity. How many times has God delivered you out of your perils? How many times has God brought you up out of that horrible pit and set your feet upon the rock? How many times has God saved you from your enemies? And listen to what he says. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. That's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He regardeth their affliction when he heard their cry. Even though he had delivered them many times and they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry and remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He never forgets, and he's always listening. Not only is he never forgetting, he's always listening, but a friend that sticketh closer than a brother is a friend that'll give his life for you. That's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, I've got some good friends in this world, but I'll just be straight up with you. I wouldn't give my life for them. And that's nothing against them, but I want to tell you, you got one that's closer than a brother. You got one that's so close to you, that sticketh so close to you, that he gave his life for you on Calvary's cross. He said in the 15th chapter of John, in the 13th verse, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love. Oh, what great love that is. What great love it is that he came there to the cross at Calvary and he gave himself for us there on the cross, not when we were worthy, not when we were deserving of it. Because he says in the 5th chapter of Romans, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. When we were what? When we were ungodly, Jesus Christ came and died for our sins on the cross at Calvary. What a gracious God that we have. That he would come to us in our time of need, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that he never forgets us, he always listens to us, and a friend that sticketh closer than a brother is one that's willing to lay down his life for his friends. I want to tell you another attribute of this friend is he loveth at all times. At all times. We can't say that about our friends, can we? I mean, our friends can do something to us, or we could do something to them, and we could lose that love. But I want to tell you what, dear child of God, he loves at all times. His love, the one that's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, is a love that will never diminish. It's a love that will never tarnish. It's a love, dear child of God, that he's had for you from before the foundation of the world. And in those deep and dark times in your life, you can find comfort in a friend that loves you through thick and thin. You know, you ever heard of those fair weather friends? Fair weather friends, they're your friends when things are going good, but when you have problems, all of a sudden they kind of get hard to find. I want to tell you what, this friend that I'm talking about this morning is an all-weather friend. He's there for us and loves us in the middle of the storms, of the trials, no matter what it is. He continues to have love for us. He said over here in Isaiah, starting off in 22, Isaiah 43 and 22, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast not been weary of me, O Israel. They're not concerned about the Lord here. Has that ever been your case? You've not been calling upon me. You've grown weary of me. You've forgotten all about me. And thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings. You're not sacrificing to the Lord anymore. You're not sacrificing your time, your prayers to me anymore. You've left all those things aside. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. He says, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. The Lord says, you've wearied me with your iniquities. Listen to what he says. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. What a gracious friend we have. He reminds us of how we've backslidden, how we've gone away from him. And then yet at the same time, he reminds us that he's blotted out our transgressions. And while he'd never forget us, there's one thing he will not remember, and that is those sins that he has paid for on the cross at Calvary. He's put those behind him. They've been removed from us as far as the east is from the west. What a merciful God that is. A merciful God that even though in our disobedience like Lot, go to some time, we won't have time this morning, but to the second chapter of 2 Peter, and I want to tell you, go read about Lot. Lot was a man that was not doing things obedient to the Lord, to say the least. But yet the Lord loved him all the same and delivered just Lot, vexed with his righteous soul, with the conversations of the filthy. The Lord loved Lot, even in his disobedience. You say, well, preacher, it sounds like you're saying, well, just go ahead and be disobedient and he'll go right on loving you. Well, you know what? You're right. You go ahead and just live disobedient, and God will still go right on loving you. But if that makes you feel good about the Lord loving you, you need a good dose of this Bible. You need a good dose of what God has done for you. You need a good dose of an enlightenment, of an illumination of God's Word to see the great love that He has for you. He said over in another place, in Ezekiel chapter 16, the birth, in this third verse, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. You know who that's a great depiction of? It's a great depiction of me and you. Listen to what he says. And when I passed by thee, who's that? A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. And I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I say unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. He says, I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy heart, thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. He says, now when I passed by and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. Was the time of love. I want to tell you what, dear child of God, when the Lord came to you and you're dead in alien state, you were like this child that was cast out into the open field. And when he came to where you were, there was a great time of love, a love that he had for you, dear child of God, even when you were dead in trespasses and in sins. And he quickened you by his Spirit and set his Spirit upon your heart and gave you a love for God. And we love him because he first loved us. What a gracious friend that we have. What a wonderful friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, the song says. Let me read that. I went ahead and turned to that this morning. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we will not carry everything to God in prayer. We've got a friend, dear child of God, that loves us with an everlasting love. He said over in the 8th chapter of Romans, some very familiar scriptures for all of us. He says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We've got a friend this morning, dear child of God, that never forgets us. He'll always be there to listen to you. His door's always open. We got a friend that loves you so much He died for you on the cross at Calvary. And we've got a friend that loveth at all times. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. God bless you. I appreciate the time. Please pray for Brother Chris as he comes.